again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy. With Mortimer Snerd and Ray Noble and his orchestra, tonight's special guest is the cowboy king of television, Hopalong Cassidy. And now, Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Christmas, everybody. And you too, Charlie.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bergen. You good, kind, generous, old ex-tightwad, you. I just can't spread that stuff too thick, you know.
Yeah. Then you really think that Santa was good to you this Christmas?
Oh, gosh, yes. Why, it's enough to make me wish that I deserved it.
Is that so?
Yes. It's the nicest Christmas I've had this year.
Yeah. Well, after all, it isn't everybody that's lucky enough to get a television set.
No, no. So once I got what I wanted, I'm a happy kiddo with a brand new video. Bergen, tell me, what made you break down like that? You sort of went all the way.
Well, Charlie, I just wanted you to know. I just wanted to show you how much, Charlie, how much you mean to me.
Gosh, Bergie. Gee, your lips are quivering with emotion. Or is that just bum ventriloquism?
Neither, Charlie. You're a very good boy.
Well, yes, I'll admit. I've been so good, I've been nauseating all. It's a good thing Christmas finally came. I tell you, my halo was about to blow a fuse.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Yes, today everything is sunshine.
I say, Chester, might be jolly yuletide for you, eh, what?
Yeah. Well, of course you have to expect a little fog now and then. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Same to you, Johnny.
Guys, did you see what Bergen gave me for Christmas, Ray?
Can't guess, old boy, but I admire you for trying to be so cheerful about it.
Well, now, Ray, I gave him a very expensive television set.
Really? And after all, why shouldn't I? Why, after all, his happiness is my happiness.
Yes, well, I hope my television set won't be your television set.
Well, I know that I wouldn't want to part with my set. You know, I get twice as much sleep since I bought one.
How's that, Ray?
Well, with the ordinary radio, I used to sleep through the sound.
Yeah.
Now I can sleep through the picture, too.
I see. Well, no matter how you feel about it, Ray, television is here to stay.
Like me in the eighth grade.
All right. You know, I wonder how I would look on television.
Well, don't you worry, Bergen. I'll stick by you anyway.
Well, just a minute. Why shouldn't I make a good appearance on video?
Well, Bergen, I just don't know how to say it, but you just can't wear your hat all the time. Or...
I owe it to my fans to appear on television. Lots of people don't even know what I really look like.
Well, believe me, Bergen, it's better that way.
Ray, do you think I would disappoint my public?
Well, why take a chance, old boy? I mean, you might leave a bad taste in their eyes.
Hey, Skinny Dugan and the gang will get a kick out of watching my television set.
Yes?
I'm going to invite each kid on the day he gets his allowance.
Charlie, you aren't thinking of charging them.
Charge nothing. It'll be strictly cash, Bergen. Especially when Hopalong Cassidy is on.
Yes, Hopalong Cassidy. He's certainly the most popular hero on television.
Yeah.
You know, Ray, his real name is Bill Boyd.
Oh, is that so?
No.
I'd always thought that Bill Boyd was the name of a theatrical magazine.
No.
No, that's Bill Boyd. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Bill Boyd is a cowboy.
Oh, a cowboy. Oh, one of those chaps. Oh,
yes. Yes, one of those chaps.
I say, why do they always carry a rope with them?
Well, that's to catch cows.
Oh, really? But what do they use for bait?
Well, they you see, they did. No, I just won't answer him. I just. Refuse to get mixed up in anything like that.
Well, Charlie, since you're such a great admirer of Hopalong Cassidy, I have another Christmas present for you.
You have?
I've asked him to come over here today so that you can meet him.
You mean it, honest?
Yes.
Hoppy is coming this way?
That's right, Charlie.
Well, partner, my cup of happiness is just flopping over today. Maybe he'll teach me how to throw a lasso.
A lasso?
Yes. Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've got a certain truant officer in mind.
Charlie.
Ray Noble and his officer and chorus offer a bit of Christmas sentiment with dear hearts and gentle people.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear
stocking by the fireplace last night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And what did you find in it this morning?
A big hole. A big hole. I hung it too near the fire. I'm a card, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm sure that Santa brought you the presents you wanted.
No, he didn't, no. Maybe he had a little trouble reading the letter.
Oh, I see. Why do you think that?
Well, I wanted to be surprised, so I read it with my eyes closed.
All right. How did you do that?
Well, I was... Oh, that don't even make sense. No.
What did you want for Christmas?
Well, mostly I wanted a flannel nightcap.
A flannel nightcap?
Well, yeah, I like them. Yeah. With a tussle.
I see. Do you actually sleep in a nightcap?
Well, sure, you do. Well, just my head.
Just your head, yeah.
For the rest of me, I wanted one of them new plunging nightshirts.
Plunging nightshirts.
They're real sporty, you know. That's for me.
Yeah, sure. Well, old Santa has lots of boys to remember.
Sure.
And he works very hard.
Well, he looked awfully run down last night. He did.
You mean to tell me that you saw Santa Claus?
No, I sure did.
No, no, no.
Well, I crossed my eyes and hoped to squint.
Well, tell me about it. How did it happen?
Well, you see, it was, I'd say offhand, it was about, around midnight, see?
Yeah.
And I heard a noise downstairs, see?
Mm-hmm.
First, I didn't pay no attention. And then, didn't pay no attention at all to it, you see? And, so that's the way it is, you see?
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
You heard a noise downstairs. You didn't pay any attention.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought probably it was me walking in my sleep.
Walking in.
And then I felt around in bed, and I was still in it, and then I got suspicious.
You got suspicious. But you finally went downstairs.
Yeah, I sort of quietly croaked down, yeah, and snuck up on him, I see. The poor fellow was so befuddled, he was putting things in his bag instead of taking them out.
See, he was putting things in the bag, huh? And what did he do when he saw you?
Well, he held a gun out at me, but I told him I'd rather have a flannel nightcap.
Mortimer, that wasn't Santa Claus. The man was armed.
Well, sure. He was legged, too.
Yeah, I know. I mean is he might have blown your brains out.
Oh, that's okay. I never use them anyhow.
Well, what happened next?
Well, then he turned a flashlight on me.
Flashlight?
Yeah. And when he saw my face, he scrum a terrible scream.
He did.
Yeah. And then he jumped out the window.
So he screamed and jumped out the window?
Yeah, poor old Santa. When he seen me, I think he quit believing in people.
Santa Claus of yours was a burglar.
Yeah?
Mortimer.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you so imbecilic?
Oh, I guess it makes up for me being so homely.
Yeah, I think it does. I see you're all ready to welcome Hopalong Cassidy.
Yeah, I got my cap pressed and my spurs honed. I'm a roaring, snorting buckaroo. And I wish I had a buck or two.
You mean you spent your whole Christmas allowance?
Yeah. Empty pockets in the old corral.
Charlie, do you mean you'd rather have money than meet Hopalong Cassidy?
No. But I hear he's loaded, and I'd just like to meet him on equal terms.
I see. Well, Hopalong, I'd like to have Charlie McCarthy shake hands with you.
Put her there, Pod.
Hi, Hoppy. Pull up a spur and sit down.
Thanks, Charlie. Well, young fella, Edgar tells me you're quite a Western fan.
Yes, Hopalong. You're Charlie's favorite cowboy.
Yeah, I even put a saddle on my new television set. Partner, how you been writing on the range? How long about this?
How long? Well, I started way back ramming cows on the old bar, double X, the lazy Z, triple cross, diamond B, single Y, panhandle, Susie Q ranch. Yeah.
Partner, how could you brand all that on one animal?
Well, in those days, we had long cows.
Yeah. You had long jokes, too. Yes. You know, Hopalong, I've been watching you on my TV set. How come you ride with your shoulders all hunched up sometimes?
So I can squeeze through one of those 10-inch tubes.
Oh. Well, hop along, don't worry. You'll always come through. You know, I dreamed about you last night, and if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't have been any Christmas presents this year.
You mean a bunch of ornery bonnets tried to hold up the stage sled?
No, I tell you, it seemed that Santa Claus was having a lot of trouble. You see, in this dream, I was Santa Claus's assistant, and my name was Charlie McCringle. And I was up there at the North Pole just before Santa was going to start his life. What's the matter, Santa? You're not your jolly self. That last hole sounded kind of low.
Well, yes, Charlie. Charlie McCringle, Santa's having a lot of trouble. A mighty lot of trouble.
All right, Bergen, just play it. Don't ham it. All
right.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Santa Claus. I thought up here at the North Pole, I thought you'd be sitting on top of the world.
Yes. Oh, I can't deliver my Christmas presents this year.
No. You mean you're going to be left holding the bag?
I will unless my old friend Hopalong Cassidy comes through. He's the only man who can pinch it for old Santa Claus. I hope he doesn't let me down. Well, listen, that sounds like Hopalong.
He must be riding on a cobblestone cloud.
What can I do for you?
Well, hop along. My reindeer refused to ride tonight.
What's wrong with the critters?
Well, they ain't happy, Hoppy.
Yes.
Hoppy.
From pulling Santa's jalopy?
Yes.
No, they're complaining because they say they do all the work and I get all the publicity.
Well, Santa, you're a mighty big hero with all the kids, and that's not bad.
No.
You're not even on television.
That's exactly why the reindeer are dissatisfied.
But everyone who knows Santa knows his reindeer just as well. Donder and Blitzen and all the rest.
Well, that's right. And I wish you'd tell them that. I wish you'd just tell them that.
I'm aiming to. Millions of kids all over the world are waiting for their Christmas presents, and we can't let them down. Come on, McCringle.
Hi.
You and me will go over there and talk to those reindeer in the only language they understand. Reindeer.
Bank down. This meeting of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Reindeer must come to order. Now, here's Hopalong Cassidy to listen to your troubles.
All right, Blitzen. What's a ruffling your fur?
If our demands are not met, no presents will be delivered tonight. We reindeer are revolted.
You certainly are. Well, let's hear your demands, Prancer. Your hoof is up. What is it?
Well, I think we reindeer should have one night off all year.
Well, that's not so bad. What night do you want off?
Christmas Eve.
That's bad. What are we going to do, Hoppy?
I don't know, partner. This is a new situation for me. This one calls for the cowboy to be smarter than his horse.
Yeah. Well, let's play safe. Let's ask the horse to help us out.
Just a minute, Fran. Simmer down, Fran.
What's on your mind, Dancer?
Well, I have a beef, too.
Beef?
No, I don't exactly have a beef either because I'm 100% venison.
That's the same. That's the same as jerky.
No. Don't get smart with me, but you see, we need more recreation. I like to dance, and there are no fawns up here.
I see what you mean, partner. It's all work and no fawns.
Yo. Oh. You can't hop along what you said.
I got that from my horse.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dancer, there may not be any lady reindeer around, but I didn't know you were the romantic type.
Oh, heavens to Elizabeth, New Jersey, yes. Why, there's an oh, such a hungry yearning burning under the hide of me.
Yes. Maybe we ought to squirt it with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah. Why be half saved?
Well, that's very smart, but I'm in a snit already, and I just don't care who knows it.
Really?
And the only person who'd be happy with my job is an astronomer.
An astronomer?
Yes, an astronomer. You see, Comet is hitched to the sleigh in front of me, and I spend all my time staring at the comet's tail.
I say, old boy, I'd like to make a motion.
What kind of motion, Prancer?
Oh, just any kind. I'm just tired of sitting here motionless.
Oh. I don't see what you reindeer are kicking about. You've got the best gobs of any reindeer in the world.
Now, I wouldn't say that, Hopabout. Here, old boy, I have an uncle in England who has an excellent situation in a hunting lodge.
In a hunting lodge? What does he do?
He is a hatch rack.
No. That's using his head. Come to order here, will you? Have you got any more complaints now?
Yes. Santa must get rid of these infernal sleigh bells.
Why?
They keep ringing in my ears all the time. It's horrible.
That sure looks bad, McClingle.
Yeah. Let's put the whole thing to a vote. All those reindeer not in favor of walking like horses, say nay.
Nay!
Oh, there you are, McClingle. Our minds are made up.
Well, let's go back to Santa's office and talk it over with him.
Yeah, come on. Maybe Santa will realize that you reindeer have your point.
Well, I see you brought the reindeer with you, Hopalong. Everything is ironed out, isn't it now?
No, Santa. Looks like they aren't pulling for you.
Well, I can't understand your attitude, dear. Haven't I always tried to be big?
Now, that's just your trouble, Santa. You're too big.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're tired of hauling all that blubber around.
Well, I wasn't so fat when I started, but I guess I've gained a little in the interim.
Yeah, you gained a little in the outer rim, too.
Yes, and we are through with all that. Every Christmas you make us sweat and strain, lift those presents all that way, get a little tired and be landing Glendale.
Deserted by my own reindeer. Well, now the good little boys and girls won't get their presents. Hopalong, why don't you take my place tonight? Hitch up a team of broncos to the sleigh and deliver the presents yourself, hmm?
Now, hold on, Santa Claus. We can't all of a sudden switch over to a Western-style Christmas.
Well, why not, Hoppy? We could be guest riders in the sky.
That's ridiculous. We couldn't use mistletoe because it's not Western.
Hmm.
The men would have to kiss the gals under the cactus.
That's bad, huh?
Sure, you might miss the gal and hit the cactus.
Well, with some gals I've seen, there could be a break.
Oh, you don't think a Western Christmas would work out, huh?
Well, Santa, think of Christmas Eve and a bunch of carol singers under your window singing Cow, Cow, Boogie.
I'm afraid that wouldn't be so good. No.
And picture me riding into town on a buckboard. Instead of saying, up, Dunder, up, Blitzen, I'd be clacking my whip and hollering, New Toys!
Ah, yes.
Oh, no, Sam, I couldn't do that to the kids. Besides, I couldn't get down the chimney like you do.
Well, why not?
Well, my gun triggers might scrape against the chimney and plug me in the leg. Then I'd really be hoppy.
Well, couldn't you take off your gun?
Take off my gun? Why, that's the same as running around naked.
Yeah.
No, Santa, we can't disappoint those kids. They want an old-fashioned Christmas.
Well, then it's up to the reindeer. What about it, reindeer?
No, no, not me.
Well, we got to convince them. Listen, reindeer, don't you realize that you're just as much a part of Christmas as old Santa himself? You're celebrities. Why, I'd even be proud to take you to Hollywood and put you in one of my pictures.
Well, how does that suit you now, Dancer?
Oh, who, me?
Hollywood.
I just simply think I go out of my mind, if you mean me, because I can just see myself now,
yeah,
dancing along the boulevard with a neon harness and an upswept
tail do?
Well, what do you say, reindeer? Are you going back to work?
Well, I'll never be able to thank you enough, Hoppy. Never.
Well, Sally, it's mighty hard to keep everybody happy. Reindeer are no different from folks. We all have to give a little, and that way we'll all get a lot out of life.
Hopalong, you said it, and you said it good. You've saved Christmas for all of us kids. Santa Claus rides again. Blessings too. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas.